Virginia saw more action than any other state during the Civil War. 3 out of 5 battles were fought here, including the first land battle of the war in Manassas, 50 kilometers south of Washington. The anniversary of that battle this July drew more than 5,000 reenactors. Many came days earlier to camp before the event.
The Brown family have a long history in the state of Virginia, so I feel it's my responsibility to come and share history, learn history, and tell about history.
Robert Brown is quick to explain why his ancestors fought for the Confederacy.
This war was about political freedom, the independence, less government. They wanted to be just out of the hands of the federal government.
The new government they formed had its capital here in Richmond, which was and is the capital of Virginia. Today, in this modern city of more than 200,000, there are plenty of reminders of the past. The home of Confederate President Jefferson Davis has been restored as it was when he and his family lived here during the war. He and other leaders of the Confederacy are memorialized in monuments that dominate one of Richmond's main boulevards. And a museum founded 25 years after the war to preserve the legacy of the failed nation still draws visitors. But the president of the Museum of the Confederacy, Waite Rawls, says it has changed its mission.
We try our best to present history in all of its nuance and complication here. A lot of people expect us to tell, quote-unquote, the Confederate side of the story. We don't do the Confederate side of the story. We try to do the American side of the story.
While a permanent exhibit is devoted to the Confederate military, changing displays explore other themes, including, right now, life on the home front.
During the war, 95% of all white men of military age went off into the army. Well, who fed the country? How did things move? How did the whole economy work? Well, most of that was on the back of African Americans, both slave and free.
50 years ago, you would not have seen such an exhibit here. Edward Ayers is president of the University of Richmond and a historian who has written extensively on the war. He says for more than a century, the Civil War was talked about in the South as a lost cause.
In many ways, the defeat of the Confederacy was dressed up like victory. Giant statues put up everywhere, schools named for the heroes of the lost cause, and a lot of admiration for the way they had fought.
Ayers says what was usually omitted from the discussion was the real cause and result of the war.
There's no doubt that the South created a new nation, the Confederacy. In order to create a new nation where slavery would be safe. And when that was ended, when emancipation came, and the United States was unified, world history was changed as a result.
Before the war, Richmond was one of the largest slave trading centers in the United States. Historic markers unveiled this April tell the story at sites throughout the city. The docks from which boats sailed downriver with slaves, the area where slaves were auctioned, the foundation of a jail where they were imprisoned, the burial ground where both enslaved and free African Americans were interred. The Richmond Slave Trail presents a story that was largely unknown by residents of the city today, including the driving force behind it, State Delegate Dolores McQuinn.
Matter of fact, I was very much just surprised and astonished at the fact that right here in the Richmond area that all of this happened, this very historic and rich history, and we knew nothing about it.
But you were enslaved. You didn't come from slave. You were as a result of slavery.
McQuinn says it is especially important for African Americans, who make up about 50% of the city's population, to know that history. For years, she says, they dreaded Civil War anniversaries in Richmond.
With the whole journey of us developing and unearthing the slave trail, now African Americans feel like, you know what, we were a part of this history too.
One of the spots along the trail is the Slavery Reconciliation Statue, dedicated in 2007, a symbol of the city's healing. Richmond is on the right track, says Edward Ayers, who was a driving force to make the 150th commemoration of the war more inclusive.
It's taken us a long time to acknowledge the full humanity of this struggle, to recognize the role of women as well as men and of African Americans as well as of whites. But we're beginning to do so.
He wants people to remember that Civil War battles, many of which will be reenacted over the next 4 years, are only part of the story. Susan Logue, VOA News, Richmond, Virginia.